From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson officials are moving forward with a plan to preserve and build on the city's housing stock. The Strategic Housing Action Plan, a 146-page document that outlines goals and strategies for adding and preserving housing in the city, is now under review by the Hudson Common Council. Joe Chica, Senior Vice President of the Newburgh-based nonprofit Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress and co-chairman of the city's housing task force, presented a portion of the plan to the council at its June 19th meeting. Members are expected to vote on the plan at the July 17th meeting. The plan was adopted by the Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency in May. The proposal recommends that in light of existing housing inventory and the disparity of wages resulting from the tourism-based economy, the city consider a housing policy that supports mixed-income housing. One proposal is to create a new housing coordinator to manage, track, and implement the strategic plan by working with community-based organizations that provide housing services. The housing coordinator would have an office in City Hall and would be shared with Columbia County for a period of no less than 5 years. With the vast majority of Hudson's housing stock more than 50 years old, a significant portion requires some rehabilitation, according to the study. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The state is considering $200,000 in improvements at the North South Lake Campground in Haines Falls. The proposed improvements would increase accessibility to North Lake Beach and day use area. The draft North South Lake Unit Management Plan suggests several changes, including the construction of an accessible stone and concrete path with two new benches, as well as construction of a wooden fishing platform and construction of a concrete path from a parking area to the changing rooms. The plan also puts forward the construction of an accessible boardwalk to provide water access for people with disabilities, as well as the addition of an accessible wooden ramp from the parking lot to the beach, as well as improvements to the changing room building. The Department of Environmental Conservation is currently reviewing submitted comments on the proposal. No completion date for the plan was provided. The North South Lake Campground is located on County Route 18 and is the largest public campground in the Catskill Forest Preserve. The campground hosts an average of 54,000 day users and 65,000 campers each season. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Joseph Spector is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. A state law adopted in 2016 goes into effect July 1st that requires school districts to provide mental health education as part of its health curriculum. Mental health groups and lawmakers advocated for years to make the measure law, saying students in elementary through high school should get a better understanding of the aspects of mental health. Glenn Liebman, CEO of the Mental Health Association of New York State, said, and I quote, "This groundbreaking law lays the path to better health for all New Yorkers. While first starting in schools, we believe that ultimately this law will have a far-reaching effect for communities across the state," end quote. The law will help students better understand mental health, how to recognize problems they or others are facing, and how to get treatment. It is the first of its kind nationwide. Mariella Elia, the state education commissioner, said in a statement, and I quote, "The public is finally coming around to the notion that to properly address mental health issues, we must first acknowledge and openly discuss them," end quote. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, 1 in 5 American adults are believed to be afflicted with mental illness, and about half of the cases started during the person's teenage years. You can read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Lauren Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. The Taconic Plastics plant is launching an in-depth investigation into the extent of PFOA contamination around its Route 22 plant in Petersburg. The investigation begins more than 2 years after the company first alerted the state to concerns about contamination around its property. The company, whose official name is Tanoga Incorporated, will begin soil borings and installing groundwater wells to determine the true extent of contamination of perfluorooctanoic acid, a chemical used to make heat-resistant coatings. In January 2016, Taconic contacted the State Department of Environmental Conservation and Health Department about PFOA contamination at its manufacturing facility following news that the nearby village of Hoosick Falls public water supply had been contaminated with PFOA since at least 2014. The state DEC announced last week the investigation findings will be released in a report sometime in 2019. That report will be followed by a study suggesting ways to clean up the contamination. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.